I could take a view that the individual in question, Mr. Soros, is a old, rich, opinionated person sitting in New York who still thinks that his views should determine how the entire world works. Now, if I could only stop at old, rich, and opinionated, I would put it away. But it's old, rich, opinionated, and dangerous.
President Trump is a con man and the ultimate narcissist who wants the world to revolve around him.
The Soros family has been strangling the United States of America for over 30 years.
They need to finish George Soros. That man and his ideas and his foundations are responsible for the destruction of the West. And someone has to now, he has to pay for it.
In an August 27, 2025 Truth Social post, Trump demanded RICO charges against the Soroses.
A lot of the people that you would traditionally say are on the left.
They're already under investigation?
Already under investigation.
Well, Soros is a name certainly that I keep hearing. I don't know, but Soros is a name that I hear. I hear a lot of different names. I hear names of some pretty rich people that are radical left people.
And we're going to look into Soros because I think it's a RICO case against him and other people.
For decades, George Soros, the shadowy billionaire puppet master, has been funneling his fortune into the heart of American chaos, starting his dark crusade in the 1980s with so-called philanthropy that eventually morphed into tearing down the nation's moral and legal fabric, the prime example of everything we were warned about by the founders.
And I want to echo the Secretary's comments on Scott Bessent, who's allowing us to map out these networks through their financial criminal activities, which has been going on for decades.
And at the Government Accountability Institute, my colleague and I, Peter Schweitzer and I and our team, we followed the money, and we followed it to the top of what we call the protest industrial complex, Riot Inc., and we found a network of NGOs. It's not just the Soros Network, the Open Society Network. It's other funding networks, the Arabella Funding Network, the Tides Funding Network, Neville Roy Singham and his network, Foreign Cash. And it's also big left-wing funders. Some of them are not citizens of this country. Mr. Hans-Jörg Wies of Switzerland. They're pouring money into this entire ecosystem. And so I want to share three money facts with you about what we call Riot Inc. Number one, like any corporation, Riot Inc. has many divisions. It doesn't just have the Antifa boots on the ground division. It has PR divisions. It has marketing divisions. It has a very well-funded legal division to get these boots on the ground back on the streets as quickly as possible. But it does have those investors that I mentioned. Number two, we have identified dozens of radical organizations, not just the decentralized Antifa organizations, but dozens of radical organizations that have received more than $100 million from the Riot Inc. investors. These would be the lawyer groups. These would be the groups that advocate for calling good, honest Americans fascists, etc. And then three, I think the most shocking thing is that we have found that more than $100 million in U.S. taxpayer funding has flowed into these funding networks, including at least $4 million to these very groups themselves, not just Antifa types, but there was an event in Atlanta called Stop Cop City. Over 60 rioters were charged with domestic terrorism. These groups received money for that from both the billionaire class as well as taxpayer money.
Whispers in D.C. suggest dusting off this act, the Communist Control Act from 1954, to slam the hammer down on their shadowy networks. With Trump's DOJ already sniffing around Soros' empire for RICO violations, the Communist Control Act could be weaponized to label his radical-funded groups as communist fronts, choking their cash flow and exposing their anti-American agenda. And it's never been more obvious than it is now that this is the last stand to save the nation from a creeping red tide. John Baum reporting for InfoWars.
Why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
Because you showed up.
You voted.
You can extend it right now.
A permanent extension of massive tax breaks. Is that right?
90% of Americans take the standard deduction.
Is that right?
If you had your way, the standard deduction would have been cut in half. That would have been a massive tax increase on Americans.
Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic Party, and the rest of the deep state want you and I to shut up. We're not going to shut up. That's why on top of the giant sale we've got going, Veterans of the InfoWar right now, you get an additional 10% off at checkout at thealexshowstore.com with promo code Hakeem. Because no, Hakeem, we're not going to shut up. And when Americans and others back InfoWars and this operation and what we're doing, they are literally defending the tip of the spear. This is the media operation the globalists and the left hate the most. We can't do this without your support. So please help keep us on the air and really say no to Hakeem Jeffries and the rest of these people by going to thealexshowstore.com for the best supplements, widest selection of Patriot apparel, and gear. Promo code Hakeem to get 10% off right now. To cover whatever I believe the most accurate, truthful news is, no matter what the effect is on me. And then you simply decide whether or not you want to back the undisputed OG organization of the last 31 years in the fight against the globalists. We had great success within 3 years of me getting on air on Access TV, the local radio that's syndicated. It's all hand of God on it, working through you.
You're working with the foreign banks and the military-industrial complex. This is all their idea.
You can follow people around. You can harass people. You can back up your banks, your buddies. But a revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
You're lying to the public. It's disgusting.
This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction. And I know my best work is ahead. And I know the tribulations we've been put through are part of God's larger plan. And I've learned a lot. And I've learned to be beyond humble and understand this is a sacred mission. But you're part of your own destiny and your own sacred mission. You better know good and evil's real. And you better know the devil's second biggest trick was convince the world he didn't exist. His biggest trick is convincing the world good doesn't exist. Because I know that I'm a fallen creature and I'm a sinner and I have my struggles. But I love God and I love justice and I love truth. The globalists are the cheaters, the liars, the insecure ones. And it's time for us to recognize evil, recognize cheating, recognize fraud, and oppose it no matter who it's coming out of. Attack the sin. What alternate universe is this? What planet did I wake up in? Attack the lies. And you, Congressman Deutsch, are a liar and a fraud. And that's why I've been the most attacked. All hell broke loose when I stuck a Bohemian Grill. The only person at that time to read a footage out. When I made films about the USS Liberty, all hell broke loose. When I made films about 9/11 being an inside job, instantly, all hell broke loose. I was put under a national security investigation with the CIA and FBI directed, you find dirt and you put that guy in prison.
They also want to hear from Alex Jones. He was subpoenaed by the bipartisan House committee investigating the insurrection.
But because the country and the grand juries were completely corrupt, because of the grace of God, not because of anything I did, I've been protected. That's why I have no fear, only the fear of failure. Only the anger that I'm not stronger. And that's why I ask you to support us in your word of mouth, your prayer, and financially. Because I am only as strong as you make me. I am a weapon of truth and war against tyranny in your hands. And I ask you to wield me. My only desire is to overthrow tyranny. My only desire is to unlock minds.
I've got one that can see.
My only desire is to empower humanity. My only desire is to seek the truth, because God is truth. I have been tempted by the devil himself, and only by the Holy Spirit have refused it.
Dismantling the system of control, it's InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sordor.
All right, and welcome to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. I'm Nick Sorter, back here in Washington, D.C., a very quiet Washington, D.C., actually, because the government is still shut down. And honestly, I kind of prefer it this way. I haven't been, nor do I really know anybody that's been negatively impacted by this government shutdown that's now entering 2 weeks. And I'd be curious of your thoughts on that. Like, anybody, I've been asking people. I think the only people that have been negatively impacted are the thousands of federal bureaucrats that have now been fired by the Trump administration in this past week, taking full advantage of the Schumer shutdown. And, you know, MSNBC had a few things to say about this. Obviously, they're going scorched earth mode because Russ Vought is taking this action. Go ahead and roll clip one, guys.
Track down exactly which agencies here on this Friday afternoon are now sending these notices of reduction in force, effectively layoffs, firings to their employees. And just heard from a spokesperson over at the Health and Human Services Department that they are among those agencies, those departments that are going to be moving forward with agency RIFs. I am told that here from the agency that it's going to be across multiple divisions and that under the Biden administration, that the department had become bloated. This is the spokesperson. HHS continues to close wasteful and duplicative entities, including those that are at odds with Trump administration's Make America Healthy Again agenda here. And so just how vast are these intended layoffs? It's not clear. We are 10 days into this government shutdown. We should also be clear at the same time that not only has the AFL-CIO filed a lawsuit, but also the American Federation of Government Employees. And there is actually a hearing that is pending to take place in Northern California this upcoming Thursday. Those lawsuits were filed ahead of this actual action being taken place. It was when OMB Director Russ Vought had threatened, along with the president, to move forward with these firings that we have not seen in previous government shutdowns. This also comes after the IRS had informed employees who had been furloughed that they would, in fact, be receiving back pay.
All right, yeah, so we did end up finding out which employees, which federal employees have received these quote-unquote RIFs, which means reduction in force actions. Again, not furloughs. These are terminations, which are totally legal during the government shutdown. It looks like if you guys can pull up the tweet here for this, the Department of Commerce losing 315 employees, Education 466, Energy 187, HHS between 1,100 and 1,200 employees. Housing and Urban Development, 442. Department of Homeland Security, 176. And the best of all, the Department of the Treasury, 1,446 employees, most of which work within the IRS. You're not going to get any complaints from me over that one, that is for sure. So it brings it to about 4,000 federal employees in the first round anyway have just been gone. Luckily, President Trump, I would say one of the worst parts about the shutdown, a part that, you know, all of us can agree is a bad thing here, is troops not being able to be paid. But President Trump has found a way around that, of course, as he usually does. He's usually pretty good at that. And he put out this truth saying, I'm using my authority as Commander-in-Chief to direct our Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, to use all available funds to get our troops paid on October 15th. They have not yet missed a paycheck. They were scheduled to miss a paycheck this coming week. Quote, I will not allow the Democrats to hold our military and the entire security of our nation hostage with their dangerous government shutdown. The radical left Democrats should open the government, and then we can work together to address health care and many other things that they want to destroy. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States of America. So, troops will be paid. Russ Vought and the Secretary of War, Pete Hegseth, have found funds to make sure these guys are paid. The Democrats want to use troops as political pawns, which is really sickening. They were hoping that these guys were going to, you know, have to line up at food banks and stuff to be able to eat with their families this coming week and try to blame that on President Trump. That was the entire goal. President Trump has found a way around it. So applause there. Other than that, not really seeing too much downside keeping the government closed. I was walking around the National Mall here in Washington, D.C. last night. And, you know, they still have just as much National Guard, just as many federal agents patrolling the streets. What I couldn't do is I couldn't go to the National Museum of Art. Oh, so sad. Oh, I was really, really wanting to go there. Absolutely not. I don't care. But anyway, yeah, this is, the Democrats are going to end up owning this. And this is going to, I mean, the American people see right through this. Being blocked by Schumer because he's afraid of AOC. That's just what it is. She could primary him and easily win that Senate seat in 2026. All right, guys, we're just getting started here. Got a lot to talk about from the past week. Stick around. InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Swerter.
You're not going to talk to me.
Fraud.
And talk and over me.
New York residents.
Because you don't
want
to hear what I have to say.
Oh, I'm listening.
So why don't
go
you
ahead.
Just keep your mouth shut?
I've been on air for 31 years, but 28 years ago, I launched InfoWars, and it's changed the world thanks to all of your support of the operation. People like Hakeem Jeffries want us to shut up.
Can you, like, shut up?
That's what all their lawfare, all their lawsuits, all their attacks have been about, and they're passing anti-free speech laws in Canada, the UK, Europe. They're arresting people for even criticizing the government, and they're trying to bring that here. And that's why it's so important to try to keep InfoWars on the air. But regardless, these will be taken off very, very soon. We're going to continue on in the fight. But going forward, we'll no longer be called InfoWars. That's why it's so important now, which could be your last chance, to get all of the great shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it, that have InfoWars on it. The classic designs and some of the new designs. That's why we're launching the InfoWars Veteran Edition, or Veterans of the InfoWar. All of you that supported the InfoWar, you are the InfoWar. You are the modern Paul Revere's. You're the reason we're having this massive success here in the United States and around the world. You're the reason the globalists are desperate and admit their entire system is collapsing down around them. We're winning major battles, but we've not yet won the main war. And I have been proud to fight with you over these decades. I am so blessed and satisfied by the incredible effect we've all had together. So to celebrate 28 years of the InfoWar, 1997 to 2025, which could be the end of this incarnation of it, and I hope we go on. And regardless, the InfoWar never dies. It belongs to the people. It's the term for information warfare. They use lies. We use truth. But the URL and this building and all of that goes away, and it's like rocket engines, boosters falling off, as the main craft goes into escape velocity and orbit. As John Paul Jones famously said, the founder of the U.S. Navy, I have not yet begun to fight. But it is important to get original InfoWars gear while you still can. All the classic designs and the new Veterans of the InfoWar designs that are limited edition and help keep this operation on the air and fund the new Alex Jones network that's being built. We've already seen some of the studios, the great work the crew's been doing. But it's much more expansive than what you've seen, and that'll be revealed very, very soon. And that's thanks to all of your support. So when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, you will have access to the widest selection, over 500 designs of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. And all of the t-shirts are $19.97 in honor of the year that I launched InfoWars.com. itself. So again, thank you all for your support. And there's more.
But wait, there's more!
With promo code Hakeem at checkout, because he wants us all to shut up, and we're not going to shut up, get an additional 10% off right now. That's promo code Hakeem. Use it now.
Oh, I'm listening.
So why don't
go
you
ahead.
Just keep your mouth shut?
Hakeem Jeffries hopes you shut up. Hakeem Jeffries hopes you don't help keep us on the air, because then he can continue this tyrannical activity. That's why it's a revolutionary act when you support this operation and wear the Patriot apparel, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com, celebrating 28 years of the InfoWar. Thanks for keeping us on the air. And Hakeem, we've just begun to fight. We're not going to shut up.
Bigotry will get you nowhere. We are fighting to protect the health care of the American people in the face of an unprecedented Republican assault.
luckily, the indictments are finally starting to roll in. Those are things that we have been calling for since the election. Americans voted for this, finally holding corrupt politicians responsible for crimes that any other American would be thrown in prison for. Letitia James, indicted for mortgage fraud. This is a felony. In the Eastern District of Virginia, same place where James Comey has also been indicted. We've heard some rumors that potentially John Bolton will be charged in the next week, or because his home was raided by the FBI, last month. His home and office here in D.C. raided by the FBI, should hopefully see an indictment returned on him this coming week. That's not for sure, because at the end of the day, it's not up to the U.S. attorneys. It's not up to the DOJ. The DOJ has to submit evidence to a grand jury, which then has to return the indictment before an arrest can be made. So there are some steps in the process here. Letitia James, Big Tish, pretty cut and dry case here, folks. I mean, this case should honestly be the least of her worries, because she has obviously committed much more egregious crimes in her pursuit to take down President Trump for political reasons. But New York Attorney General Letitia James repeatedly listed her Virginia home as a residence of hers, although she never intended to live in it, never did live in it. She told the bank this. She told the federal government this. And it ended up being an investment property. Now, what that does is it gives you better loan terms, better insurance premiums, and better tax benefits by calling it a residence of yours. However, Letitia James has never lived there and never intended to live there. Gets a little worse for her as well, because she, while she made, I'm reading this to make sure I'm getting the facts right here. Despite making those claims to the bank to obtain a favorable loan that barred her from using the house as a rental, she filed with the New York State Ethics Committees that this was an investment property. So she was either lying then or she's lying now. This is an open and shut case. She really doesn't have a good way out of this. And I want to go ahead and play Letitia James's response to this indictment. That is clip one, guys.
My message is simple. No matter how powerful you are, no matter how much money you think you may have, no one is above the law. And it is my responsibility and my duty and my job to enforce it. The law is both powerful and fragile. And today in court, we will prove our case. I thank you all for being here. And again, justice will prevail. Thank you.
Oh, wait, that was actually her response to President Trump being brought to court by her over something, you know, much smaller, where she said, no one is above the law, no matter how rich and how powerful you are. Isn't that it pretty much applies to this case here, so it would be a very appropriate response on her part. Now let's check in with the left and see how CNN is responding to these allegations of mortgage fraud. That's clip three, guys.
Aside for a second, what Tish James, and again, we're still getting the details, but if it's related to this mortgage issue, I mean, this is something that everyone in America, or many people at least, if you're lucky enough to be able to buy a house in America, you deal with this, right? The federal government doesn't go after all of these people for doing this. Does that?
All right, everybody in America, or at least most people per CNN, commit mortgage fraud. I don't know about you. I have never committed mortgage fraud, because if I did, the Biden regime probably would have already come after me, like they did a lot of conservative voices under the DOJ, under the Biden DOJ. I don't know. I would say normal people would be afraid to lie to and commit bank fraud when they're buying an investment property or a second home or whatever they're doing. I think that is a ridiculous, ridiculous assertion that is par for the course with CNN at this point. Now, a lot of people have asked me, because James Comey was also indicted, why aren't we seeing perp walks? Why aren't we seeing mugshots? Why aren't we seeing any of this stuff? And the answer is simple. It's not very exciting. But look at what happened when they perp walked President Trump and released President Trump's mugshot. What happened? They made him a martyr on the right. In these cases, we're not looking for a show, because these are actual cases. These are actual crimes, unlike, you know, what they had on President Trump. So the idea here is to make sure that she can't, that both Letitia James and James Comey cannot get sympathy from the jurors. They cannot portray themselves as easily as martyrs. That's why they let Comey in through a back door. That's why you didn't see any photos of him or videos of him in handcuffs. Because all that does is play into their favor. As much as we want it, as much as I would love to see James Comey paraded around in handcuffs or a picture of him in an orange jumpsuit, you know that the left, CNN, MSNBC, all these pundits are going to use that to help him get out of this case. They will poison the jury pool with those images in a district, the Eastern District of Virginia, which is already very sympathetic to Democrat politicians. I mean, I think the largest employer in the Eastern District of Virginia is the federal government, and we pretty much all know who works for the federal government. So that's the real answer there. You want him to be found guilty first, and then we'll get our perp walks, and then we'll get our mugshots, and then we'll be able to see James Comey in handcuffs, which we've been waiting for so long. In Letitia James's case, I'm just hoping that they have a spare 4XL jumpsuit laying around for her, because Big Tish, every time you see her, Big Tish seems to be getting bigger. I would imagine there's a lot of stress eating going on right now. I mean, this is, you look at the documents, she signed them, and pretended like her dad was her husband, which is really weird. This is like Ilhan Omar type stuff, where she, married her, brother. That's another case that should be taken up by the DOJ ideally at some point, but that's the answer. It's not exciting, but it will be exciting if we can get these convictions. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after break.
So, you were just telling me that you had a brain disease.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
I was in a wheelchair. That methylene blue, I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it, and I was bad, really bad. So I ordered it. I started taking it. And boy, let me tell you something. What a blessing.
It clears the brain fog where you're actually able to focus more clearly.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible. Best product that I've purchased so far.
It is a miracle. It's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there.
Let me tell you something. I'm walking without a cane. I take one pill a day of the ivermectin with the methylene blue, and I got to tell you, what a blessing. I am so blessed.
My kids take it. My wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
I used to have to take, $10,000 a week?
Right.
To get it in my arm and sit there for 6 hours a day to get it pumped in my system. And now I can take two pills or drink it once a day
right.
and pay what? I don't know, $30, $40 a bottle of it?
Depends on what the sale is, yeah.
And it's helping me to have a quality of life that I didn't have before that I have now. And I got to tell you, what a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it.
Yeah!
I'm not paid to say this, not one dime. This is the best product you guys have ever had. You guys got to order it at the AlexJonesStore.com.
Our methylene blue, medical grade, made in Florida, is incredible. Cleans out your mitochondria, clarity, focus, energy. You've seen the rave reviews of every guest we've had on. It's game changing.
I feel like, wow, there's power in coalescing all your thoughts.
Did you hear our last guest, what she said happened to her?
No. What?
She said brain fog just lifted.
That's what it feels like.
I feel lighter. It's really interesting. I almost, feel smarter.
This stuff kicked in, and it, instantly I just felt like this weird meditative energy. I don't know how to explain it. I don't feel jittery. I just felt instantly I went from 5 hours of sleep like I got last night to, 10 hours. I don't know how to explain it. This stuff's new to me, but I like it. Methylene blue works for me.
I feel it in my head and neck, too. My brain's going really fast. I really like it.
Unlimited fabulous power!
Volunteer power!
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
I do feel like it's eliminated the brain fog a lot.
I do subscribe to the methylene blue. Feel better. I feel like I'm 25.
Like I said, I've been taking the methylene blue, and it is freaking awesome. I actually subscribe monthly now to it, and I got a couple other people that I work with. I gave them it, and they did the same thing.
I'm jacked up on the methylene blue. It's the best thing you guys have ever had. Please go to the Alex Jones.
Powered by Methylene Blue. Ultra Methylene Blue at TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Unveiling the truth they don't want you to see. You're watching InfoWars Sunday Briefing with your host, Nick Sordor.
All right, welcome back to the InfoWars Sunday Briefing. As many of you may know, I spent a night in a Portland jail cell about, it's 10 days ago now. Lots happened in that 10 days. The Attorney General of the United States giving me a call to let me know that she was putting Harmeet Dhillon on the case to investigate Portland police. I have now had probably 8 or 9 phone calls with the DOJ at this point about this issue. I've actually met with them in person. They are seriously looking into this potential collusion between Antifa, which in this case, it would be Rose City Antifa, an organization, a pretty public organization, actually. And the fact that the Portland police seem to be favoring them, always, you know, my primary attacker was not arrested, even though the Portland police lied and said that they were. We found out later by identifying that person that they were not arrested. So, yeah, we're making a big deal out of that, especially on X right now. I mean, these guys are just stacking up the claims that I have against them. It's really, pathetic. It's like they want to be bankrupted or something. But anyway, the Trump administration obviously been taking this quite seriously. I mean, they sprung right into action after my arrest because all the videos showed that I did nothing wrong. Even the DA agrees. They dropped the charges last week, saying that I never should have been arrested. And they're right. I should not have been arrested. How about you arrest the people that punched me and threw me in a hole instead of arresting me just for being a conservative reporter that was there? I don't know who gave the order to make the arrest, but we're absolutely going to find out. Luckily, though, the president got personally involved, especially after he saw this me rescue this American flag here from this vagrant that was burning it in the street, dropping embers on federal property, which is going to be probably why this guy ends up getting arrested, because he set fire to federal property. We had a round table at the White House. Many of us that have been covering Antifa riots all over the country, names that you know, you have Andy Ngo, you have Savannah Hernandez, Jack Posobiec, the list goes on and on. A lot of patriots showed up to this. And they behind the scenes, they talked to us and said that they were going to be aggressively pursuing this. And actually today, early this morning, a Sunday morning, I got a phone call from two FBI agents that are digging deep into the funding mechanisms and the assailants that are not being prosecuted by Portland, that are terrorizing the city. So the fact that I got a call from two people, spent 30 minutes on the phone with them this morning from the FBI, that's news that I haven't shared yet anywhere but here, on a Sunday morning was very surprising to me. Of course, the first reaction that I had was, what did I do wrong? Because I wasn't expecting them to call me on a Sunday morning. But I did have the opportunity while I was there at the White House to address President Trump, take President Trump's questions, and I believe we have that clip if you guys want to roll it.
The cities and police departments that are cooperating with Antifa, such as Portland. I mean, the Portland politicians are literally willing to sacrifice their own citizens just to appease these Antifa terrorists. It's sickening. I've seen it firsthand, obviously. When I went to jail that night, never expected it to happen. I thought that they were maybe removing me for my own safety. It never crossed my mind that I was the one that was being arrested for a crime after I was just thrown into a hole. I heard from the Department of Homeland Security after I had gotten out of jail, and one of your, I won't say exactly who it was, but somebody very close to Secretary Noem over here said that they were legitimately worried for my safety in the Portland jail. But luckily the Portland jail was, I was the only one there, essentially, because they don't actually arrest people in Portland, besides conservative journalists, I guess. So, I'm glad that it was not a good night for me. Let's just say that. It was not fun sitting in that jail, but I'm glad to see what has come of it. And I've been able to talk to a bunch of FBI agents, ATF agents, DHS agents that I didn't even know existed until I went there and went to that ICE facility. And the morale is at an all-time high. It is so exciting to see these guys know now that they have the backing of the secretary, the DOJ, as well as the president of the United States, and they are there to do their job. They are going to fulfill this mission and deport these violent criminals. I believe one of the ones that I did a ride along with Secretary Noem yesterday, President Trump, and there was a pedophile that had come into the country 5 times over the past 7 years. 7 years. And apparently under the Biden regime, that was just allowed to happen. That was fine. No problem. It's concerning to me that you're seeing the Portland Police Department, as well as the governor of Oregon, and the mayor, of course, coming out and running defense for pedophiles that have entered the country illegally 5 times. It's crazy. I'm glad it's taking a front row seat in the media. And, they're being forced to talk about it in reality because, you know, we're the ones that were on the ground. We're the ones that are actually reporting what's going on. Much of the legacy media has been either ignoring it or covering for Antifa for years now. So thank you guys so much for taking this seriously. And President Trump, you mentioned that flag.
Yeah, so right after that, I was actually able to show President Trump the flag that I took from that violent homeless man that's being taken advantage of by Antifa. Police know that out there. There was one patriotic cop that I was able to talk to out there in Portland that gave me info on this guy's background. And he's mentally ill. And Antifa has been using him for years now to commit violent crimes, knowing that the DA will not pursue charges against him. It's sickening, really. But that is the state of Portland out there. The Pacific Northwest, the major cities out there, Portland, Seattle, have turned into what are essentially just, you know, I don't know, states that are, or governments that are run by these Antifa leftist communist hacks, that it just doesn't feel like the United States of America anymore. I don't know how else to put it. You go out there knowing that you are going to be the target as a conservative. That's why most conservatives don't speak out from Portland. They keep their mouths shut because these guys will show up, these Antifa terrorists will show up at your house in the middle of the night and put spikes under your tires and terrorize your family. Doesn't matter if you have kids there or whatever, like they make their presence known and they scare you into silence. So you're going into the lion's den when you're traveling to places like Portland and Seattle as a conservative that has a voice and a platform. And even those that don't are still terrorized by them because that word travels. Be like, you know, don't say anything. Don't say anything because you'll be next on their hit list, which is really sad. This is why, you know, I firmly believe the Trump administration needs to push forward with deploying troops on the ground out there. The local government cannot be trusted. They've been infiltrated. We can no longer allow them to get away with distracting hundreds upon hundreds of DHS agents every day that could be out in the field doing Title VIII work and deporting illegals, especially violent illegals. Instead, they have to protect the federal facilities. That's what at a minimum, that's what the National Guard needs to be used for. Put the DHS agents back on the street, allow them to do their jobs. So, guys, we'll be right back. Final segment right after the break.
You're not going to talk to me and talk over me, non-New York resident,
because you don't want to hear what I have to say.
Oh, I'm listening.
So why don't
Go
you
ahead.
Just keep your mouth shut?
I've been on air for 31 years, but 28 years ago, I launched InfoWars, and it's changed the world thanks to all of your support of the operation. People like Hakeem Jeffries want us to shut up.
Can you, like, shut up?
That's what all their lawfare, all their lawsuits, all their attacks have been about, and they're passing anti-free speech laws in Canada, the UK, Europe. They're arresting people for even criticizing the government, and they're trying to bring that here. And that's why it's so important to try to keep InfoWars on the air. But regardless, it'll easily be taken off very, very soon. We're going to continue on in the fight. But going forward, we'll no longer be called InfoWars. That's why it's so important now, which could be your last chance, to get all of the great shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it, that have InfoWars on it. The classic designs and some of the new designs. That's why we're launching the InfoWars Veteran Edition, or Veterans of the InfoWar. All of you that supported the InfoWar, you are the InfoWar. You are the modern Paul Revere's. You're the reason we're having this massive success here in the United States and around the world. You're the reason the globalists are desperate and admit their entire system is collapsing down around them. We're winning major battles, but we
not yet won the main war. And I have been proud to fight with you over these decades. I am so blessed and satisfied by the incredible effect we've all had together. So to celebrate 28 years of the InfoWar, 1997 to 2025, which could be the end of this incarnation of it, and I hope we go on. And regardless, the InfoWar never dies. It belongs to the people. It's the term for information warfare. They use lies. We use truth. But the URL and this building and all of that goes away, and it's like rocket engines, boosters falling off as the main craft goes into escape velocity and orbit. As John Paul Jones famously said, the founder of the U.S. Navy, I have not yet begun to fight. But it is important to get original InfoWars gear while you still can. All the classic designs and the new Veterans of the InfoWar designs that are limited edition and help keep this operation on the air and fund the new Alex Jones network that's being built. You've already seen some of the studios, the great work the crew's been doing, but it's much more expansive than what you've seen, and that'll be revealed very, very soon, and that's thanks to all of your support. So when you go to thealexjonesstore.com, you will have access to the widest selection, over 500 designs of Patriot t-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. And all of the t-shirts are $19.97 in honor of the year that I launched InfoWars.com itself. So again, thank you all for your support. And there's more.
But wait, there's more!
With promo code Hakeem at checkout, because he wants us all to shut up, and we're not going to shut up, get an additional 10% off right now. That's promo code Hakeem. Use it now.
Oh, I'm listening.
So why don't just keep your mouth shut?
Hakeem Jeffries hopes you shut up. Hakeem Jeffries hopes you don't help keep us on the air, because then he can continue his tyrannical activity. That's why it's a revolutionary act when you support this operation and wear the Patriot apparel, available right now at thealexjonesstore.com, celebrating 28 years of the InfoWar. Thanks for keeping us on the air. And Hakeem, we've just begun to fight. We're not going to shut up.
Bigotry will get you nowhere. We are fighting to protect the health care of the American people in the face of an unprecedented Republican assault.
Last week in the state of Virginia, which has a gubernatorial election coming up in November, we saw the Democrat nominee for attorney general out there, of course, glorifying violence by text message. We're seeing more and more of this, and obviously after the Charlie Kirk assassination, it hits home a lot to see this stuff. And the Democrats have made very clear that they do not condemn this behavior. They are totally okay with political assassinations. And it seems to be part of their MO and their strategy going forward at this point. So you got Jay Jones, the Democrat nominee, as I said. He sent some text messages that ended up being leaked and publicized, where he was fantasizing essentially about the Republican Virginia House Speaker Todd Gilbert, his wife and his children being murdered in order to push forward a political narrative, saying that sometimes this stuff needs to hit home personally in order for policy changes to be made. So the guy that wants to be the top cop in Virginia is calling for political violence and assassinations of people's children in order to push forward, you know, leftist policy. And the worst part about the entire thing is he's still in the race. and the Democrats refuse to condemn him. The state party won't do it. And it's just crazy to say. The governor, the lady that's running for governor as the Democrat, Abigail Spanberger in Virginia, will also not condemn the text messages, nor pull her endorsement of him for attorney general in Virginia. Now, Winsome Sears, who is the Republican candidate for governor in Virginia, pressed Spanberger at the debate this week over it, and my goodness, the silence says it all. This is a really tough video to watch, but you're going to have to watch it. Go ahead and roll that clip, guys.
Would it take him pulling the trigger? Is that what would do it? And then you would say he needs to get out of the race? Abigail, you have nothing to say? Abigail, what if he said it about your three children? Is that when you would say he should get out of the race, Abigail? You're running to be governor,
Miss Earl Sears.
I mean, we're talking about murder. We're talking about someone's life being taken from them. Have you nothing to say about that? Are you not going to address it? Really, you can't go any further. You're a governor. You're supposed to stand up for all the people. Are you saying political murder is all right? Have some political courage. What you have done is you are taking political calculations about your future as governor. Well, as governor, you have to make hard choices, and that means telling Jay Jones to leave the race.
It is shocking to me, and this wasn't like edited to make it look like she wasn't responding. This is just actual, but she's just sat there and didn't say anything for the duration of this, and just wouldn't answer the question, even when posed by and pressed by the legacy media, which was putting on this debate. I don't know about you, but, you know, even my friends that are just regular run-of-the-mill Democrats, let's say, you know, just, you know, just your average Joe, maybe they're like traditional Democrats, you know, blue dog Democrats, which are, you know, the union type, working class Democrats, of which there are fewer and fewer of, probably due to crap like this. Why would you want to identify with this party if you're just a regular American? But the Democrats have refused across the board to condemn this sort of behavior, to condemn political assassinations at high levels. This has just become part of their MO, part of their platform. They're open about it, and they're hoping that the American public is just so desensitized to it that, you know, that they're just allowed to get away with this stuff in the future. Republicans aren't doing this stuff. I don't know how many more times I have to say it. Republicans are not out assassinating political enemies. We're not. I'm not worried about a MAGA shooter going out and taking out a prominent Democrat. And if you look at the way that the Democrat politicians waltz around the Capitol up here, they're clearly not afraid either. They're not afraid anybody's going to take them out because they know that it's their side that's doing the violence. It's not a secret to anybody. They're not going to admit that. But, you know, think about it. This chick is running for governor of Virginia. And she can't condemn calls for assassination. And she doesn't know how to respond. Like, she's just some leftist that is in her ear is telling her not to say anything. Don't say anything. Because it's, you know, in reality, like, they can't possibly condemn each other for things like that. It's the AOC wing of the Democrat Party is in control. That's why you're seeing them run so far to the left. That's why you're seeing, Chuck Schumer, for example, here at the Capitol, cowering to her demands. Because she's very powerful here on Cap. She is one of the, if not the de facto leader of the Democrat Party. And I hate to say it, but it's true. It's true. Relatively speaking, she's probably the best, the person that has the best ability to relate to the average person. Because if you watch any of these other Democrats try to do TikTok videos and Instagram reels and whatever, they are incredibly cringy. There was that video from that compilation from a long time ago. It feels like a long time ago. Maybe 2 months ago. Where like 40 plus House Democrats read off the same script for TikTok with holding a little microphone in front of their face like the Gen Zers do. In their offices. And AOC didn't participate. Because she knows better than that. You know, these people are playing catch up with her. Obviously, it's not saying a lot that she is the most relatable out of any of them, but that's what the Democrats have struggled with for a long time now, is being relatable. So they got to take what they can get and surrender to those that can connect with the, with at least some portion of the American people in some way, like AOC. And you're not going to hear her condemn this stuff. Never. You're never gonna. She is the person that will come out and blame the victim for being assassinated. Sort of like the woke police chief out there in Portland blaming me for my for me being battered in the streets by Antifa and thrown in a hole out there. It was my fault because I was filming, and me having a camera is provoking violence. You didn't hear them condemn the assault on me. You haven't heard a single politician do it. They're talking about this chick that was this video producer from WGN-TV in Chicago that got thrown to the ground after tossing rocks at ICE agents that were doing their jobs out there. She actually committed a crime, assaulting federal agents. Meanwhile, I didn't, but none of them said a single thing about me. None of them called for my release. None of them called for, justice for me for being arrested, but they're going to call for justice from the random video producer that's not actually a journalist and never should be claimed to be a journalist. All they do is take videos and, you know, splice them up to put on air. They all came to her rescue, didn't come to mine. And that's just how they operate at this point. It's not about principle by any means. It's all about the political narrative, no matter if that means arrests or if that means assassinations. It's really sad how low the Democrat Party has gotten, and they're just going to go lower. And I hope everybody remembers this for the 2026 midterms. They can keep down this path, and we'll bring home an even larger majority in the House, in the Senate. Thank you guys for watching. We'll be back here next week, InfoWars Sunday Briefing with Nick Sorter. Thank you.
Hakeem Jeffries, the petty tyrant, wants you to shut up.
Why don't you just keep your mouth shut?
He doesn't want you to have free speech. He doesn't want you to be able to exercise your views and stand up for yourself. That's because he, like other tyrants in the EU, Canada, the UK, the Democratic Party, can't win with their ideas that are so unpopular. They can only silence people. So in honor of him trying to tell all of us to shut up.
Can you like shut up?
You get an additional 10% off right now at thealexshowstore.com on top of all the other big sales with promo code Hakeem. It's that simple. You know Hakeem Jeffries and the Democratic Party have been attacking us, attacking you, attacking President Trump, trying to bully us into submission, but it's not going to work. And the larger store sale that's going on right now is all of the Patriot t-shirts, the Patriot apparel, the widest selection, some of the best designs are 1997 in honor of myself and the crew launching InfoWars.com in 1997, 28 years of the InfoWar. So that is the Veterans of the InfoWar sale. And on top of it, 10% off at checkout
with the promo code Hakeem. And there's a bunch of limited edition InfoWars, veterans of the InfoWars, shirts, all the original designs, and more. Because if InfoWars is shut down and the bad guys get the name, they've said they're going to try to stop us from using the term InfoWar in the future. But it's a generic term. It belongs to the world. They're going to try to misrepresent it with The Onion and Bloomberg, who are running all of this. It's going to blow up in their face big time. But regardless, for original InfoWars designs and these limited editions that help fund this operation and the future operation, the Alex Jones Network backup, it is critical to get these right now because it could be your last chance. It's all coming to a head right now. So thank you all for your support. You are veterans of the InfoWar, and I salute you all.